This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to White, looking inside. Jovic, what a play! Nikola Jovic, bounce pass to Martin. Martin scores! And the Miami Heat up 10, TD Garden.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Courtesy of the call goes to Brian Anderson, Turner Sports last night. I'm looking at BetMGM right now. Is the best bet of the year Caleb Martin over 9.5 points in game 3 of the Heat Celtics series?
Maybe over 9.5 threes. What's that bet?
are we there again? Like, I'm not insinuating the Heat are going to win this series, but are we there again with Caleb Martin being a thing in the playoffs? I'll definitely bet that in game 3 of Heat Celtics, but we're not here to talk about game 3. Not yet, at least. Let's talk about game 2 with the Heat and the Celtics and the rest of what we saw last night in the NBA and NHL playoffs before we get back to the NFL draft in 20 minutes when Ron Rivera, former NFL head coach, joins us. Heat kind of like punk Boston on the road in game 2. Beat them by 10, 111-101. They do hit a billion threes in order to win the game, but how many times did we say last year in the NBA playoffs, how long can this go on for? With the Heat just making a zillion threes every game, the answer was the NBA
games.
Finals. Yes, it was a long-ass time for the Miami Heat. So the Heat beat the Celtics last night. And I think the thing that I took away from the game, Ken, I'm sure you agree, because how could you not, was how, like, the Celtics and the announcers were openly talking about it. And Tatum losing composure at the end of the game. They look soft to me. Doesn't mean they can't blow the Heat out in the next three games, but that's a bit of an alarming performance if you like Boston to win the NBA championship. Just my opinion. So we can get to, like, Oklahoma City blowing out the Pelicans last night, 2-0 series lead, some of the results in the NHL, but Ken, let's start with the Celtics and the Heat.
Yeah, I just think it's worth asking the question, you know, are the Celtics one of those teams? And they exist in a lot of sports. Are they one of those teams that's just way better in the regular season than they are in the postseason for a variety of reasons? You know, even in NBA terms, the Rudy Gobert Jazz teams were always a team that won a ton of regular season games, but in a playoff series underperformed, I think, versus what we expected, never really made that deep run. And you could be like, well, they ran into some really good teams. Well, if you use the regular season numbers, we thought they were one of those really good teams. We didn't think they were the Warriors, but, like, you get the idea. They didn't play quite kind of how it looked in the regular season, and the regular season numbers made them look amazing. A lot of James Harden's regular season teams perform like this, where win a ton of regular season games. Obviously, the Rockets teams will be the best example of this. And it's like, well, but, like, they ran into the Warriors. It'd be like, well, this is kind of the point, is, like, cool, like, nice net rating. Also, when you play the Warriors, I'm going to take the Warriors, despite what the analytics are, despite what the regular season analytics are. It's not that the Celtics have to be one of those teams. They made the finals 2 years ago. They made the conference finals last year. But, like, this is Joe Mazzulla's second year as head coach. In the playoffs, he is 12-10 as a head coach. And I'm pretty sure he's been favored in almost all 22. So, like, you tell me. You know, like, you tell me what you think that is. And if it's, like, enough games for you to be like, man, maybe this is kind of a thing where in the regular season, playing the same style and, drive and kick for a ton of three-pointers and this, like, balance and depth and defense and, like, all the scheming. Like, maybe this is something that works night to night. You get in a playoff series against a lot of different teams and you could be like, well, maybe it's just Miami. And they went to 7 against Philadelphia. They had to win game 6 to get there. Remember they blew that game to Atlanta? That everybody was like, how did that even happen? Like, was that game 4? Something like that? It was like a really weird... It's just been bizarre the whole time, and last night's another example. So, like, you know, I think just... it's easy to wave away last night and be like, variance, Heat made a ton of threes, that's just the way it goes. Well, for what it's worth, about 90% of their attempts were wide open, as measured by NBA, like, you know, shot tracking. So, like, that's not great. I'd expect a team to hit a lot of wide open three-pointers if you give them wide open three-pointers. And then it's this, like, lack of home court advantage in the playoffs. And they had a ton of stats about that on the telecast last night. Missoula's barely over 500. He has been given, again, a team with, like, the best rating of the last 2 years, the 12-10. I think it's okay to be, and it's like, you can't just wave away this stuff. I mean, we've been doing this forever, but just, like, it doesn't mean they can't win the title. Just, like, if they get to the finals and they play Denver, they can win, but would you bet on it? And they'll definitely be favored by some amount. We don't really know what it is, and maybe they won't, but they probably will. Okay, like, realistically, just based on what you've seen and kind of everything you know so far about how all both teams work, who would you like in the series? I'd like to bet against the Gobert Jazz teams, and I'd like to bet against the James Harden Rockets, and I'd like to bet against the Celtics team when they play a historically great team, which I think they're about to do.
Yeah, I don't even think there's a question about it. And I think, you know, the logical follow-up now is, because it's something you brought up a couple days ago on the show, which is, assuming that we get there and there is no lock that this is going to happen, the Knicks might not get out of this series against Philadelphia. 5.5-point dogs on the road tonight in Philly in Game 3. Knicks-Celtics in the Eastern Conference Final. Like you said a couple days ago, you could see a scenario where the Knicks win that series. I think what happened last night, like, say, the Celtics are better than the Knicks. The Knicks are... Is this fair to say what I'm about to say? Like, the Knicks are tougher than the Celtics.
Well, I think the Knicks are tougher than, like, every team, honestly. I think that's, like, their thing, right?
Maybe not, like, Denver, but, like,
the Celtics are much
that,
more,
like,
talented.
Maybe. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, right. And tougher is, like, a weird word, because it's, like, I mean, the Celtics do have, like, great two-way players on their team. Like, it's, like, are you saying, like, Jrue Holiday's not tough? Like, Derek White's not tough? Like, these are great, like, first-team all-defense, gritty players. But I understand what you mean. And... it's like it's okay to think that in close games, this team's not going to play great. And as the series goes on, they're going to dump a couple games that they shouldn't. And that the coach might be questionable in a lot of ways. It's okay to wonder all of these things. And if you're like, yeah, I agree. Okay, but that's just, there's a lot of, like, Celtics apologist going on right now, like, on social media and after the game. And it's, like, easy to just be like, well, they made a lot of threes. Great, like, the finals, I don't even want to say anything else. The finals, I don't hope they play in the finals, because I think the Nuggets would smash everybody else. But if they play in the finals, we'll have a price, we'll all bet, and we'll find out. And I might be wrong. Like, this is not some guarantee. As I, like, Kevin O'Connor, he's right for the radio, like, he's like, they would sweep the Celtics. Be like, I'm not making such a bold proclamation. I hope they sweep the Celtics if they play. But I wouldn't make such a bold proclamation. The Celtics can definitely win that series. I'll be betting Denver. I have Denver forever for crazy amounts at big prices, bigger than what we'll have in the finals. If they play in the finals, I'm going to bet Denver again. And just like, and we'll see what happens. And I can be wrong, but like, I don't know how you consume this and analyze it and come to another conclusion.
So, okay. So that's like kind of like long-term with the Boston Celtics. Let's spend a minute talking about this series now.
Sure.
Difference, obviously, between last year and this, a couple differences, right? Like, Miami won the first two games in Boston last year, went up 3-0, then Boston won 3, Miami wins game 7, Tatum gets hurt, whatever. So, not the same series. Also, like, Jimmy Butler's not playing. Like, Miami's best player is injured and is not playing. We look at the point spread for the next game, and Boston's a 9.5-point road favorite. And it's really interesting, right? Because Eric... normally coaches, and Spoelstra's savvy enough that it's not the key, it will never say anything in a way that, like, takes a shot at the other team. He's been doing this for too long. But his whole thing is, yeah, like, okay, you're going to give us all these three-pointers. Okay, like, we'll take a million threes. Like, we're not going to let you do what you did to us in game one. And game one, the Celtics made, like, 20-plus threes, and Miami made 12. Last night, Miami took a billion threes, and they made 23 of them, like a franchise record.
We didn't wave away the Celtics. By the way, when they made a lot of threes, we didn't say, like, well, variance, they won't make as many threes. No, like that. No, they get all the excuses. It's cool. Like, it's good. No, they're just supposed to make 25 threes a game. That's, like, how it's supposed to work. But then when Miami does it, it's like, variance, nah, like, not good enough. Why do we do this? It's okay. If you love Boston, it's okay to admit that they're flawed. I think Denver's flawed. I just think they're going to win. Like, that's okay. But I admit that I think they have flaws. It's okay. Like, it's, yeah, everybody doesn't have to get so defensive about this. Like, I think the Celtics are a really good team. You can't watch this stuff and not just be like, like, what's going on? Like, favorite in 22 games and you're 12-10 and you lose all the time as a big favorite to Atlanta, Philly, you know, this year, Miami, last year, Miami. Like, it's okay. It's okay to just be like, something's up. It's okay.
And also, like, everyone that's saying that, it happened last year with these two teams. Like, the same teams it happened. All right, so we get to game three. Boston's a 9.5-point favorite. Talk me out of betting the Heat.
I can't. Why would I talk you out of it?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Do you want to bet Miami?
Kind of.
Oh, I'm dying to. I would move heaven and hell to do it, to bet the Miami Heat.
And people be like, well, you have to respect the market. And look, there's no, I mean, if you really had a strong opinion, you could bet a really very big amount of money into this market. This isn't, the market's wrong. But you look, like, you're not going to see game-to-game fluctuation. Look at last year's series is actually a perfect example of this. You're
going to
see the same number. You're going to see the same number. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just, this is what it's going to be, and then you have to make that decision. But this isn't like, it's like, oh, the number's wrong, or it's supposed to be different. No, like, we know what the markets are going to be for this game. Like, we kind of know. It's going to be more than double digits when we're in Boston, and it's going to be like this, unless we're in a, like, a 3-0 sweep kind of, that kind of a series, which we're already not in. That's what we're going to get. And if we get, as the series goes on, the total will get a little lower, and in Game 7, it'll be brutally low. Like, we already, this is how this stuff goes. That's okay. So now what do you want to do? This is not an overreaction of a betting market. It's like a really stable market. It's basically like, well, what were Game 1 and Game 2? We're going to change home court. Whatever. Like, this is what it is. Come bet into us. And, you know, I if you want to bet Miami, I wouldn't blame you. I would not bet Boston in the game. I think... Look, any logical person would say, like, I think the Celtics are going to get out of this series. I think that's, like, a very logical thing to think, just because it's a huge favorite.
Huge
talent discrepancy with no Butler. And the Heat can outperform expectation wildly in this series, and that can mean winning a couple games. Would wildly outperform expectation if they won a couple games in the series. They've already won one, so they've already overachieved versus what was expected. And maybe that's what overachieving looks like this year, whereas last year with Butler, overachieving looks like you could actually win the way that you're playing. Maybe that's not in the cards for them, but look, like, the idea of just seeing this over and over and over again, and then, like, running to bet Boston. Like, I'm good on Boston in the whole series. It's not bet or bet Miami. And then, like, we'll see in the next round how it plays out. Probably play Cleveland. Maybe that's a series where you do want to play Boston versus playing Miami, because Miami seems to kind of have them figured out.
I agree with that.
Yeah, you have the 30-point blown lead or whatever in the Cleveland regular season matchup. Also, they were, like, up 30, which is a pretty bad sign. Just Bickerstaff, Spoelstra. Yeah, maybe that's the strategy, is this one goes a while and the next one doesn't. And then we'll see, like, is Giannis going to be okay? Do the Pacers get out of that series where you have Knicks-Pacers on the other side? Knicks would be a big favorite to advance out of that series. And then you do get Knicks-Celtics, and we'll kind of see what happens.
Oh, baby. So Miami, game three, and I'm definitely betting Caleb Martin over 9.5 points because I feel like we're there. Like, we're back.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Mr. April. Mr. May. Right?
Like, we're back.
He changed the months.
Like,
yeah.
Like, we're back. He scored 21 last night. He sucks. But against this team, he's good. So, like, here we go. Cool. It's Caleb Martin over 9.5 points for me in game number three. Nick and Ken, you better you bet here on a Thursday. We'll get back to the NFL draft in a couple minutes with former NFL head coach Ron Rivera. We could turn this into a Thunder Pelicans discussion, anything from the NHL from last night. I'll toss in here now. Liked OKC in the game. I think the Thunder are going to sweep. And just one betting note that I have off of last night, Mark Daigneault was talking after the game about how game one was like a calibration for Oklahoma City, that they kind of felt their way through the game. And he made it sound like it was very specific and very purposeful by OKC to have played it like that, which kind of makes me want whoever they play in the next series, like, bet against Oklahoma City in game one. And we'll see what the price ends up being. But that's what that made me want to do, hearing that from Mark Daigneault. So, Ken, anything for you from Thunder Pels last night, or anything from you from last night in the National Hockey League in the time we have remaining in this segment?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Thunder Pelicans is the series I've talked the least about because I'm just not very interested. I don't know how long it's going to go, but I think I think we think the Thunder are very likely to win. Even at the start of the series, like, the Thunder are going to win, but maybe it takes a while because of that lack of experience, because of that calibration, to use Daigneault's word. Like, maybe it just takes a while to kind of figure this thing out. It just doesn't seem like there's a lot interesting going on here. And maybe there's some kind of, like, nuance and subtlety within the games that I'm missing prop-wise or anything else that are maybe worth betting. This one just feels kind of dead to me as something that I'm interested in betting. I do think that now with the Thunder very likely to advance, I do think you will see fascinating betting markets, whoever they play in the second round, whether it's Clippers, which would mean Kawhi is probably pretty healthy or to get out of the Mavericks series, or Dallas. And I think there will be a lot of betting interest in that team against the Thunder. Even with the Thunder having home court, that's a betting market I almost can't wait for. And I don't know what I would bet. I need to know the price, but I'm already almost kind of looking ahead to that as opposed to anything going on in this series.
So let's do this. We don't have a price yet. OKC versus Dallas, straight up, who wins the series?
I don't know. Super even, you know? I will say the key to that series is every time Luka and SGA have played each other historically, Luka has absolutely dominated him and, like, relished it and, like, owned it. And I mean, if that happens in that series, that's game over. So just obviously, like, star outplays star. That's going to be pretty important, even if you like some of OKC's ancillary players. But that's, like, a huge part of that series is going to be their numbers against each other. Luka has had some monster performances against Shea.
5 seconds. In the SGA Bowl, Thunder versus Clippers, who do you got?
I'd like the Clippers, like, a good amount.
Okay. We'll get back to this a little later in the show. But might have heard, it's draft day. And coming up on the other side, former Washington Commanders head coach, the great Ron Rivera, joins Nick and Ken here on You Better You Bet on draft day.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.